You know, I'm going to do it to you now.
My God. Worst dirty talk ever.
Wow. We'll leave something for the imagination, Dream Jackson.
That sounds like a person whose first language is not English.
Hey, we're the Personality Hires, and some of you might already know us for our personalities because we all met at work.
Whether you're working from home
or stuck in the office with that coworker you hate,
we make your 9-to-5 worth getting out of bed for.
Ghouls, goblins, and ghosts, and jerrys.
Ghouls, goblins, and gays.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Personality Hires Halloween special.
Ooh.
Whoa. There's nothing scarier than being unemployed for the first time. Woo! First week of unemployment. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Can't relate until now.
Anyway, do you guys believe in ghosts?
Yeah. I do, actually.
Why is that funny?
I totally believe in ghosts. I've had a firsthand experience with a spirit.
You have?
The spirit of Jackson being a little bitch. No, I'm kidding.
The spirit of Massachusetts.
Is the spirit of America.
What is that?
Spirit of what's old and
Thank
what's
you,
new.
Thank you, Mikey. Appreciate that.
I've heard that, but I don't know it.
Massachusetts is the spirit of America.
The spirit of the red, white, and blue.
Is that from Liberty Kids?
No, it's from Family Guy.
Did you guys watch Liberty Kids and American History growing up?
I loved Liberty Kids because I didn't have cable for like 2 years when I was a kid, so I had to watch all of the PBS shows when I woke up in the morning, and it was sad, but I loved it.
That's how I was introduced to historical romance. through Liberty Kids and American History. No, I was in a production studio at my old job, and it was a lot like this studio, but it's smaller. It feels a little bit like one of those isolation chambers because it's an all-white room with no windows, and you're just in there for hours talking to yourself, rocking back and forth.
You're talking like the padded room where someone with a straitjacket is solitary. In the fetal position.
No, literally, because again, it's a recording studio, so they have to have the walls padded. Wow. So you're sitting there, and you're like, where's my straitjacket? Where's my straitjacket? So I had a cup much like the one that's in front of me, and it was filled with water, and I'm in the middle of a recording, and all of a sudden, and I'm trying to make the sound effect. No, that's not it.
It slid across the table,
and just like a very, and again, it's a lot like this table in the sense that it's bolted to the floor, so it's not like I leaned on it and then it came towards me. It was just a little. Ooh. And then it just came towards me. I was like, no, cup, don't do that.
That's scary.
But it's funny because I always jokingly called it the Haunted Prod Studio because the lights would flicker and I'd be like, oh my God, it's the ghost of Christmas past. And no, really, there was a ghost haunting me.
Was this building old or were there ever rumors about it being haunted? Because I feel like most places that are haunted, people never stop talking about that.
No, it was just my ops. It was a lot like this building, just the typical tile ceiling. And then, you know, it's probably built in the 80s. So it wasn't that old.
And were you actually convinced that it was a ghost?
Listen, I was balls deep in my Christianity when that happened. I had every reason not to believe in ghosts, but I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a spirit.
Do Christians not believe in ghosts?
Yeah, Christians.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, because they believe
you
either
mean?
Go to heaven.
The Holy Spirit.
They either believe you go to heaven or hell. The Holy Spirit's completely different. The Holy Spirit's not a ghost that comes in.
Isn't it a bird?
A bird.
A bird.
Is the Holy Spirit not a bird?
No.
What is the Holy Spirit? I've done this my whole life, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit a bird or no?
Who taught you that the Holy Spirit was a bird?
There's usually a bird depicted in...
No, there's literally not.
Yeah, like a white dove.
I mean, a dove symbolizes peace, but it's not the Holy Spirit.
I think maybe it's a cartoon where he walks in to a bathroom in heaven and there's a dove sitting on a toilet and he's like, hey, Holy Spirit in here, back off. Maybe that's where it comes from.
It's fine. And the Holy Spirit is just a member of the Sopranos. No, like the Holy Spirit is that thing that when you're a kid, you makes you feel a little weird and you're like, oh my God, why does everything make me feel guilty? why do I feel like a terrible person all the time? Oh, it's the Holy Spirit.
Christian guilt is a real thing.
Christian guilt just all the time. Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with birds.
Let me discount your little water experience. You were talking to yourself in a white padded room. I'm not taking your cup of water moving as any evidence of anything.
Yeah, now that I think about it, this was a pretty locked cell.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Was it just condensation at the bottom of the cup?
No!
Condensation.
Okay. No, because if it was condensation, it would have just been sliding around with my touch, whereas I'm sitting here with my hands crossed just like this because it's freezing in these freaking cold prod studios, and then all of a sudden it just goes... And then comes towards me. Stop doubting me.
What did you do?
I went, oh no. And then I went back to recording. Okay. I went 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station.
Yeah, no. Ghosts are not a thing.
Mikey?
I have a friend who's really good at the Ouija boards. That's the only time I've gotten scared. But only time I've gotten scared. No, I get scared constantly. But no, I don't really believe in anything. I don't like being in the dark. I'm afraid there's a goblin chasing me. But like running up the stairs in the dark, one of the worst things ever. What if, here we go, maybe I'll play the game a little. What if every ghoul, goblin, and gobster hangs out in staircases, and so you are being chased? Because you know what I'm talking about. You're running up a staircase, and you're kind of peeking behind you to see if anything's going to grab your butt.
It's like a transitional
That's just your girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, but ghosts don't have to only appear in the dark. We learned that today from the Mythbits podcast.
Oh.
Remember? Like they said that orbs and ghosts... They said that ghosts are real, but they can appear in the daylight.
Well, that is interesting you say that, because I believe that I had a ghostly experience in the daylight in the wee hours of the morning.
Did you see your ex?
That would be terrifying. He is a ghoul. He is not a ghost. He is still alive. He is a demon incarnate. But I actually don't believe in ghosts, but I'm still really scared of them, which I think makes a lot of logical sense in my head, but
I feel like
not.
That's where I'm at too.
I don't believe that you don't believe in ghosts for a second.
I don't believe in ghosts.
You are a ghost prime suspect.
You're objectively so witchy.
You know what? I honestly think the second you start to believe and you like open yourself up to that world, that's when you're inviting them in. So no, I do not believe in ghosts.
That is,
but I am afraid.
Believe in ghosts? You just said that they exist.
No, I don't. Ghosts. I don't believe in you. I don't believe in ghosts.
This is just a trick.
It's like walking into a room and being like, "There's nobody but me in here." And meanwhile, me, Jackson, and Mike, you're just sitting here like, "No, but we are here." Hi.
You're just trying to convince yourself of something that you very much do believe in.
No, they're not real, and they're not going to affect me or come near me, and I don't believe in them.
All right. Here. What'd you see?
Okay.
What'd you feel? What'd you touch?
A ghost that she believes in, obviously.
It was a ghost.
I have a semi-supernatural story that I have told many people in my life. Many people in my life. And a lot of people think it's supernatural. And a lot of people think it can be absolutely, explained by science. So I want to see what you guys think. Katie, do we have any spooky background music for me?
Just plays the new Charlie XCX album.
That's spooky. Okay, here's the story. I woke up one early morning. I think I was probably, I must have been like a freshman in college because I was still sleeping in my childhood bedroom. I was back at home and it was a gorgeous summer morning. And I wake up and I'm sleeping on my back and nothing is awry until I realize I can't move at all. I am stuck. I am totally paralyzed. And so I realize, okay, I'm experiencing sleep paralysis, which is something that I've experienced on and off pretty much any time I sleep on my back. But it's never happened to me from sleeping throughout the night and waking up in the morning. It's always something that happens during a nap. So this was a little odd for me. But I just realized I gotta get myself to move. That's all. So I say, "Rebecca, move your pinky toe." And I move my pinky toe. It's the only thing on my body I can move.
Can you independently move just your pinky toe?
Wait, yeah.
Yeah,
what?
I'm doing it right now.
It still moves my big toe.
Yeah, I think... No, I'm
prove it. This is more interesting than any of this story.
Whip out those peaks.
Mikey wants to see my feet. Oh, my God.
Bring out the dogs.
No, I'm moving my pinky toe. Like, yeah, it's just my pinky toe moving both sides right now.
Well, that is the most unbelievable part of this story. Continue.
Hey, you little freak.
Anyway, I'm moving my pinky toe, and then I realized that my pinky toe is somehow, it is... like a radio antenna, and it is connected to the radio waves, and I can hear in my head different stations.
Q997. Not the Burt Show.
Yes, as I move my toe, I am being transferred to different waves, and for a second, I find that very fun, and I listen to different radio stations as my toe moves.
What edible did you take before this?
I was very sober and terrified of drugs at the time. Not the next year, but at that time, I was. Finally, I am able to move my arm and I whap it across my bed.
You whap it?
I whap it. because I can't move anything else, but I can fling it kind of like a doll arm.
You have the weirdest onomatopoeias.
That's true. I say weird stuff sometimes, but I realize that a lot of other people, they pick up the lingo that I use. You'll notice it. Like, I say weird, like, little words. Abby says it all the time. My friends always pick up the weird little things I say. They're addicting.
What do I say?
Beep boop is a big one. You've been saying beep boop a lot, and I always say beep boop.
Everyone says beep boop.
Everyone says beep boop. Yeah, Jackson says,
you don't own beep boop.
I own beep boop.
That's insane.
Jackson says beep boop.
Yeah.
He has to say it every morning when he dials himself up. Beep boop, beep boop.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop.
Anyway, I fling my arm across the bed, and to my shock, it hits a body. A body is laying next to me in bed, but I cannot turn to see who it is.
This is a really long way to brag about you getting laid.
Yeah.
Or it's just deep, deep repression. That she's,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm laying next to a naked person. Oh, my God.
So in my head, I immediately am like, oh, my little sister got into bed with me. She's right next to me sleeping, because at the time she would sometimes just like jump into my bed when she was nervous. So I thought, okay, Sammy got into my bed last night, and this is great actually because she can wake me up. So I started feeling up, and I got to her head, and I'm pushing at her and I'm poking at her because I can't see her and I can't turn. All I can do is kind of fiddle with my hands to try to shake her awake so that she in turn can turn to me and shake me awake. And I'm crawling kind of so up her shoulder, and I get to her face. And that's when I realized this is not Sammy. There's someone else in bed next to me. And I don't know who this person is. And I'm realizing as I'm fiddling with their face that it doesn't feel like a human face. In fact, it feels sort of like plastic. And it's a hot plastic. There's no hair. There's no eyebrows. There's just this weird sort of form. And as I am fiddling with the face to try and figure out what is next to me in bed, I feel its lips and it starts to smile. Ugh. And then suddenly I'm able to get out of my sleep paralysis and I flip over in bed to see what's next to me, and there's nothing there.
What?
I have a question. Does sleep paralysis feel good?
No, absolutely not.
You like literally can't move your body, yeah, but you're conscious.
So, was it a ghost?
I think the explanation is just sleep paralysis causes hallucinations most of the time that they happen. I've had it before, and you had a really, really realistic one that would have absolutely freaked me out. Holy.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was a ghost.
I think, remember, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husbands?
Oh.
It was that guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he wasn't the guy breaking into people's homes.
No, yeah, no, not him.
The subject of the song.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Abby, ghost, just hallucination?
I think it was probably a mixture of you hallucinating and your imagination.
Mm.
I think you wanted there to be some little freak next to you. Some little non-binary hoe.
It was a projection.
It was a projection.
Yeah, non-binary people definitely shade their eyebrows, so maybe it was just like me looking for something.
I honestly think that you were actually still more asleep than you thought during that time where you were moving like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, you were in that half awake, half asleep mode, more on the asleep side, and you were consciously dreaming that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think it's totally explained by science. It was just sleep paralysis. And in fact, I woke up and was like, that was weird, and just kind of went about my day, was not frightened at all.
Doesn't make it any less scary, though, because that still is very freaky.
Sleep paralysis is the worst.
It's awful.
It's so bad.
You've all three had it?
Yeah.
Have you not?
No.
What's the science behind people who get sleep paralysis versus the people who don't?
Probably
a lot of people. A lot of people who sleep on their back get it much more often than if you're a side sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that it's ever happened to me has been when I've been sleeping on my back, and also during naps, it happens a little bit more often.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just because you go through your sleep cycle a little bit quicker and you can catch it. You can wake up at a more specific time during it.
Mm.
But yeah, do you sleep on your back?
No.
Did it happen to you when you were sleeping on your back?
I don't think so. I'm usually freaking out about how to like wake up again. If I if I do have sleep paralysis, so I don't think I'm on my back.
Yeah, the quintessential like sleep paralysis form is when you wake up and you can't move and it's like hard to breathe. It kind of feels like your chest is super heavy.
Uh-huh.
And obviously you can't move. And the best thing for you to do is just try and wiggle your pinky finger.
Pinky finger. Try the toe.
Yeah, really the most unbelievable part was the fact that you could isolate your pinky toe.
It really was.
Try the little piggies.
Can you guys do awake paralysis? I think if I'm laying in a certain way, I can convince myself that my body no longer works.
You just go comatose?
Yeah, no, but like I can just be laying there and be like, oh no.
Oh my God.
It's over. It doesn't work no more.
That's not how it works. That's
it don't work no more.
That's called sitting still for 5 seconds.
He's just meditating. Something's wrong. My head's all quiet.
I think I've become sort of an expert in beating sleep paralysis because as soon as like the phenomenon starts and I can feel it, I go into an immediate zen mode. And ever since, honestly, probably that experience, I've been able to snap myself out of it very quickly.
How do you get out of it?
I remember, I breathe. I'm like, don't panic. Stay calm. You know what this is. But a lot of times, which is very frustrating, is I will feel like I'm getting off the couch. Like I'm getting off the couch, I'm walking somewhere, and it just feels like I'm...
Do you sleep on a couch?
We're taking a nap. Yeah. It always happens when I'm taking a nap on like a couch, and I'm like drunkenly getting up, and suddenly I just snap back into my body, and I'm awake.
So
that is disorienting.
I've had like a true false awakening like that tripped me out for like a couple days. It freaked me out. I got super into lucid dreaming when I was in high school. Like, I was completely infatuated with the concept of lucid dreaming.
That's what I thought sleep paralysis was. That's the exciting one.
He yes. saw Inception right. once okay. and was never the same.
This is pre-Inception. I'm telling you, like, this is, like, I went down weird, like, Reddit and YouTube rabbit holes and I found out about this, and I was like, this sounds amazing. You can do whatever you want in your dreams, right? And so I had a dream journal. I had my I had a way to tell if I was dreaming or not that I would do. They're called reality checks that you do every day.
Don't touch my dream journal.
Wait, is that from
Sharkboy
and Lavagirl? That's what it is.
Don't touch my dream journal.
Sent to the principal office.
And I actually got fairly decent at it. But I feel like that took me down another rabbit hole of sleep paralysis and astral projections and all this other kind of crazy stuff. And one morning I woke up for school and I woke up normally, like alarm went off, good to go. I get up out of bed and I go to turn the lights on and they're not working. And I'm like, that's really weird. And so then I go back to my bed and I'm like, why is nothing working? And I'm fully awake. You know, and so I go about my morning and I go downstairs, I go to the bathroom, and then I look at the clock in my kitchen and it says like 40 numbers on it. Oh. And a very common thing in dreams is when you look at a clock, it'll either look really weird or you look at a clock and then you look away and you look back and the time will change on it. Mm. And I saw that there was all these numbers on it and I was like, oh my God, I'm still asleep. I'm still dreaming. And I start freaking out and panicking because I'm like, I feel like I'm fully awake, but I know that I'm not. And then all of a sudden, snap back into my body, waking up to my alarm in my bed.
Yeah.
It was the trippiest thing ever.
And then all of a sudden, snap to school, you're in your underwear and everyone's laughing at you.
No, not that. But yeah, it absolutely like messed with my head for like a couple days after that.
That's scary. And that feeling of flying back into your body, it's like unexplainable. It's mm-hmm. so strange. But you know, the first time I ever experienced sleep paralysis, it was after reading a short story by Stephen King that I think is called The Autopsy, about a man who gets bit by a snake. They think he's dead because he's paralyzed, and so they start doing an autopsy on him. I fell asleep right after reading that, woke up to sleep paralysis, and was like, it's fucking over. It's over.
That is true.
They got me.
That's nightmare fuel.
I bet full circle, if this was a movie, the last thing you touch or see before you die is the plastic face man.
Oh,
whoa.
Wait, what?
That's a pretty good scene for a movie, yeah?
That's scary.
I mean, that's a very scary, and yeah, it's a good jump scare.
Okay. We're in the spooky episode, baby.
You're so right.
On on the topic of Halloween and it being spooky season, I thought it would be fun for us to go around and play a little game of overrated, underrated, or appropriately rated. Now, I am a known Halloween hater. I don't like Halloween.
Why don't you like Halloween? You love to drink.
This is true. I hate the stress of the costume.
What is stressful about a costume? Your girlfriend brings you an idea. You say, sure, I'll wear that. And then you don't even think about it for the next week.
No, it's not always like that, though.
It's not your girlfriend brings you a costume. You're like, okay. She brings you the stupidest looking thing where you have to like zip plastic around your feet. My worst fear is getting in trouble while I'm dressed like an absolute idiot, because then it's like tenfold as embarrassing. I can only wear things that I can get out of quickly so I can avoid embarrassment.
Give me an example of a costume that your girlfriend has made you wear that's been...
She didn't make me wear because I vetoed.
What'd you veto?
Well, what did she want you to wear?
Let me think. What's the Jennifer's body? The guy, I guess he's dead, and so she'd have to paint me all white and put like blood on my face.
The
I'm
emo guy?
I'm not doing that.
That's sick.
Hold on, there's more. But wait, there's more.
That's barely anything. You just had to like have a little blood on you?
No, it's not the... It's that she's going to paint my whole body white.
That's an interesting choice.
I'm not doing that.
I feel like forever I've always struggled with Halloween costumes. I've talked about this before. We're like... especially growing up, there's not a lot of characters that looked like me.
Ninja, 25 years in a row.
I was definitely a ninja at least 5 times as a kid.
See, that's the easiest costume ever, and no one can judge you for culturally appropriating it.
No, but I think it was like when I got to college and I was like, man, I really, like, people had such fun costumes, and like there was always something going on that year of like a themed outfit. Like all of my friends were the Peaky Blinders one year, and I was like, I can't really be a Peaky Blinder. Granted, I couldn't go to that anyway, but still, it kind of bummed me out that like, and it's like, what's stopping me from doing it? But I felt weird doing it.
I have to make this point. This is probably my biggest point. I cannot dress cool for Halloween. Don't try to make me cool. Like, everyone's like Top Gun and stuff. Do not make me cool. Make me an absolute idiot before you make me cool.
Like
Peaky
the Lorax?
Blinders, too cool. Lorax, I like it.
I'm confused. You said you didn't want to wear anything that makes you look dorky.
Okay,
now you do.
Look.
No. You guys want the full commitment.
You guys,
of-
let me just explain as a child the kind of stuff I'd be. Because with a girlfriend, it's so much more complicated because you have to be something with someone. As a child, like here's some honorable mentions like banana, bunny, just like stupid things.
Mikey and the Playboy bunny.
Stupid
outfit.
Things that are funny. But my best costume of all times, a box. I was a big. Just cardboard box. It said fragile on it. I was a box. It's that to me is a perfect Halloween costume.
That's
Thank
fun.
You. I rest my case.
I wish boyfriends would just accept that they are an accessory for the night. You're not a costume.
So then how do you expect us to like it?
Because you got to do something nice for your girlfriend. This is the one day a year she gets you to dress up like something that makes her happy.
Every night.
You get the other 364 days or 363 days.
All right. Are you guys ready to play?
Ready.
The first one is...
Wait, explain what we're doing.
Underrated, overrated, or rightly rated.
Appropriately rated for things related to Halloween. Okay? First one. Trying really hard on a Halloween costume.
That's
underrated.
Underrated. I love it when people put in effort on a really creative pop culture costume, like something that is very relevant to the current year.
Mm. I can support that.
Although I'm already annoyed by the amount of Coldplay Affair people I'm about to see.
That's kind of tired already.
I'm so over that story, and we're just going to see couples dressed like them.
Biggest Halloween costumes this year. What do you think?
Oh, biggest
what
Halloween
happened?
Costumes?
Justin Bieber doing that thing. What did he say that was so big this year?
I'm standing on business. You're not clocking that I'm standing on business.
It's not clocking with you.
It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business.
Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Diddy's going to be a big one.
Diddy,
oh,
for sure.
God.
Oh, what?
Stay away, Mikey. Don't do Diddy.
Somebody should go as the Epstein list.
Oh, my God.
The Epstein files.
And no show because it won't be released. Okay, on the topic of costumes, what about those costumes that are intentionally bad that people think are funny?
I like
it. Oh, the Lorax.
That's my kind of thing.
Is tired.
I think that's
corny.
What
is the Lorax?
The Lorax is it's now becoming tired because so many pretty girls are doing it to where, like, if they don't, it's like Pitbull, Guy Fieri, the Lorax, all things that are really objectively funny. Like, honestly, when I see a girl dressed up like that, I'm like, that's funny.
But you're actually dressing like the Lorax.
Yes, but it's so overdone that people are over it.
The question is that, like you put no effort in.
You know when like someone put they like tape a piece of paper to their chest that says something and it's like
that's fine with me actually. I think that's funny. On the topic of like the Lorax, I'm in my haterade era because whenever I see a girl wearing that freaking Lorax costume, I'm like, you are the least funny person I've ever met, probably.
Or a Megamind.
Oh my, I love Megamind though, so I can give a pass to Megamind. Megamind's great.
It's funny the first couple of times people do it because then it's like, okay, like that's like, so random.
We get it, you're hot and you're not funny. Put on the Lorax costume and do a little dance.
But the first time people do it, it's funny because it's so random. We have to find things that are even more random for people to dress up as. Like, dress up like Raven Baxter's dad or something.
You know what I mean? That's like, good.
I know. So then that would be funny. And you can still wear a bald cap. So if you want to dress up like what's the restaurant he has? The Jerkin' Chicken.
Oh my God.
The Jerk back. Chicken. I know.
You know what? It's better than Shrek, though. I'm so glad that the Shrek Renaissance is finally coming to an end because that is the quintessential. I'm so quirky costume.
Wait. Shrek. Was that at your apartment? We walked outside and there was like 100 Shreks. No. That might have been someone else's. It was like 2 weeks ago. We walked outside of this apartment. There's so many Shreks. We're like, what the hell are all these Shreks doing? There's a Shrek behind us trying to get through. How do you like that? There's one right behind you, isn't there?
Wait, we should make up a list for girls that are hot with no personality of things they can dress up as.
Easy. It's Shrek. It's the Lorax.
No, but new original ones.
No, good ones.
Oh.
Like, if we're going to pivot from the Lorax, like,
What
we recommend, like, Raven Baxter's dad.
That's good.
There's one. What are other really niche characters they could dress up as?
Ooh, let's think about it.
Raven Simone. All the Ravens.
No.
The Raven Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe would be funny.
Edgar Allan Poe is good. But it's really close to those founding father things that people do for bachelorette parties, and I hate that, too.
But no hate to all the women that I've seen dress up like this. It's never like the hot girl group that does it, because on bachelorettes those girls always want to dress hot.
That's fair.
I disagree.
Really?
I totally disagree. This is such a like, I am quirky, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna dress up like the founding fucking fathers. No, you know what my favorite one is though? It's Amanda Bynes and She's the Man. That is the perfect quirky girl I'm hot costume, and you can make the perfect TikTok and it will go viral. And I love seeing them on my For You page.
Yeah, because I do love that character.
They're so funny.
My favorite's Gouda. other costumes.
A lizard.
Mort from Madagascar.
Oh, that one's great.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or King Julian.
King Julian!
Or dressing up like a really specific influencer, like Brand Flakes. Or like the guy who does the Mort voice. I'm going to dress up like Joey and just do Hugh Jackman impressions.
Oh, I don't hate it.
I love that.
Jean Valjean, 3, 4, 3, 6, 1.
2, 4, 6, 1. You know what that means. It means I'm free.
Or you could dress up like Stanley Tucci. Another bald man. Again, you can wear a bald cap.
He had tongue cancer.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know?
Fellow survivor. You know.
Ally. Can I just say 10 minutes of references I've never heard of in my life? What was any of that? Who's Stanley Ticonderucci?
You know Stanley Tucci. He's an actor. He was in The Devil Wears Prada.
I've never seen it. Why? Like, how do you guys all have this knowledge that I don't have?
He was in The Lovely Bones. He was the pedophile.
That's not real. I've never heard of any of this.
Best-selling book turned movie. That was incredible.
Oh, sorry. I've missed the best-selling book of 1992.
He also makes really low-key, pretentious TikTok content where he makes pasta and is very expensive London home.
Yes, I have seen. Stanley Tucci's a great costume.
No, that's really good. We're giving the girls fire.
Honestly, listen to us.
Like, who's your niche costume that you'd recommend then?
I'm really trying to think here.
Maybe like Naruto?
Naruto? Oh, I was a Naruto character. Wait, I gotta talk about my Naruto character that I just dressed up as. It was literally the dream of a lifetime to finally dress up as Rock Lee from Naruto.
Who's Rock Lee?
Look him up.
Did you have the bowl cut?
I did. I literally had the bowl cut.
No, I thought you were Barnacle Boy.
Everyone thought I was Barnacle Boy, and I was Rock Lee from Naruto. Every single person thought I was Barnacle Boy.
Okay, you looked like Barnacle Boy. I'm sorry.
How do you throw a costume? Those are two totally different characters.
Because nobody knows who Rock Lee is. I thought Naruto was way more popular, I guess, and he is not. But here, have you watched Naruto?
No,
but I know who Rock Lee is.
All right, I'm going to show you this. I'm passing this photo along.
I'm passing the phone to someone who looked nothing like Rock Lee.
I looked great.
Oh, I thought you were Barnacle Boy.
Okay, yeah,
This is a good costume.
I can see the misconception, though. All right. Well,
oh, misconception. Wait, does that exist yet?
That's a good drag name.
Ah.
Well, I was Rockley and my boyfriend was Broccoli.
Get out.
Anyway.
Out.
Can we do one more of my overrated?
Wait, oh my God, yeah. All right, let's do quick fires.
Okay, a pumpkin carving date night.
Beautiful. Completely underrated. Do it. I'd do it every night if I could.
Appropriately rated. In that people like it, and I like it too.
Overrated.
You guys don't know what so love fun. Is.
It's so messy, though.
It's so fun.
And for what? It rots after like a day or two.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Where are you putting your pumpkin? A sauna?
Go pumpkin patch picking. Now pumpkin patch photos.
No.
That was my next
Hell
one.
No.
Going to the pumpkin patch.
That's the worst thing of all time.
Appropriately rated.
If they have a corn maze, underrated. If they don't. Never even.
That was my next one, a corn maze.
Ooh, underrated.
Appropriately rated.
Underrated for sure.
So much fun.
Corn maze, underrated. Pumpkin patch, appropriately rated. My boyfriend is desperate to go to a pumpkin patch for some reason with me, like more so than I am. So we will be going next week. I'm excited.
Don't tell me the next one is corn cannon.
What the hell is that?
The corn cannon is overrated.
What?
It is.
That's the best thing that
what
exists.
That? What's
you guys
a corn
know,
cannon?
When you go to the pumpkin patch and they have a cannon that literally shoots cobs of corn, and they usually have like a pumpkin slingshot and some other stuff
you,
to throw.
You go to Uncle Shuck's corn maze, and yes. They have this thing called a corn cannon. You get two tickets. You go, they shove a piece of corn down in this big gun, and you can fire the corn at a car. Break the window if you're a good shot. How could anyone not love that? That's the best thing ever. It's like shooting a gun, but it's corn.
I always think it's going to go way further than it does.
What corn cannon are you seeing? This thing's a missile.
Uncle Shucks.
No, this thing is a missile.
Maybe I got him on a bad day.
Yeah, you can send it like all the way into the woods.
Well, because I was planning on going to Uncle Shucks and doing their corn maze and then going to Burke's Pumpkin Patch right afterwards.
Hell yeah.
You know who I think Mikey should dress up as for Halloween?
Oh my God, I was looking at your screen and I was like, why is your internet just like full of pictures of this one person?
I think he should dress up as Ash Ketchum.
That's a good costume.
Is this your second Ash Ketchum reference this podcast?
And all you have no, it's my first. And all That's you have to it. Do is put on a hat and a vest.
You could for sure pull that one off. That I think.
Oh,
be it.
Oh, you're just talking about Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
The main guy. Okay.
Trin could be like a cute Pokemon.
She could be a Pikachu and just climb on your back.
We already have our costumes figured out.
What do you mean?
I'm a spaceman. She's an alien.
Okay,
we have to settle on it.
All right. That's fine.
But and here was my big thing. No helmet. I'm not wearing a damn helmet.
You're so fun.
You're
a good time.
I hate Halloween, I think.
I didn't think there could be a bigger complainer on this podcast than me, but alas.
You guys hate the corn cannon. You don't know nothing.
I don't know her, so let's start there.
Corn cannon, I've never met her.
I've never met her.
All right, last one. Haunted house.
Decently rated.
Appropriately rated.
I go back and forth because sometimes I think it's a lot of fun and something that I'd like to do every October, but a lot of times I regret it and I find it overwhelming.
Life is scary enough, so
yeah.
Without people actually chasing me. I see an email and I immediately think I'm getting chased by a tiger. Okay, so this is now turned from a duology to a trilogy because we got an email from a listener who said she had a spicy dream, which is pretty spooky, about our co-host Jackson. And last week we heard some of the more intimate details that I wish I'd never heard about what went on in that dream. And now we have a follow-up where she's giving us more details. Oh, God.
Everyone needs to go back and listen to that episode if you want the sort of backstory of how this came about and what she said last time. But basically, the last part of the story was her building up to the spicy moment with excruciating detail, confusing excruciating detail.
We were so confused.
And then just left it once we got to the good part.
She was edging us.
Oh, God.
You know what? I think the line was that she left us on the cliffhanger was, and I quote, I love to f***ing the sauce.
Oh, I forgot.
Wow, wow.
I don't know. Maybe she's Italian or something, and she has, like, wet dreams about penne.
So Katie asked for a follow-up, and did we get a follow-up?
Asked for a follow-up. You all demanded it. You were like, oh, bow chicka wow wow, that's it? What else happened? This I'm more true. Worried about the toddlers, right?
I was confused why there was human trafficking in her sex dream. But before we get into the actual email, if you want to send us your hot office gossip or any other spicy dreams you have about us, you can email us at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com.
All right, so there are so many layers to this email. And shout out to our listener who is remaining anonymous. But she did finally give the details of what happened after the bound chicka wow wow.
In the sauce.
And she also went back and gave a more in-depth detail of everything that was happening at the camp thing.
Okay.
You know, because you all had a lot of questions.
Yes,
we did. We don't have time for that. So we're just going to get to the nitty gritty.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
You know, circle back to toddlers.
All right.
At a later date.
Okay. Circle back.
So she left us off with, I love in the sauce. Oh. And bound chicka wow wow. Here's a disclaimer from our listener. She says, okay, I apologize to Jackson and everyone who has to read or hear this. I am so embarrassed. But here we go. We get back in the room, and there's that movie-like tension once the door shuts. We stare at each other, breathing hard, and basically jump towards each other, making out.
That was not me, by the way.
Jackson picks me up and does the...
Oh my God, she's so heavy!
Throws me right on the sauce.
And does the hot back again... The door thing. I don't know what that is.
So he picks her up, pushes her against the door so they can like make out.
Yeah, okay.
I'm imagining like being straddled while I'm holding her and then pushing her up against the door.
He needs leverage. She's like, oh my God.
All right. And she says the whole nine yards, hands in the air, kissing the neck, hands up the skirt. Where did the skirt come from? I don't know. It's awesome. He bites my ear and whispers. Disclaimer again from her, because I'm reading her email verbatim. And I am so sorry. This is cringe. Back to the whisper. You know, I'm going to do it to you now.
My God. Worst dirty talk ever.
Wow. We'll leave something for the imagination, worst Dream Jackson.
That sounds like a person who's... First language is not English. I'm going to do it to you now.
I am going to sex you.
I'm going to sex you real good.
I love you long time.
You like to sex, yes?
She says, in no world should that sound sexy, but it did.
Oh.
I'm about to give you the worst 2.5 minutes of your life.
Hey.
Obviously, I'm excited about this. And that's when we turn to head towards the bed. And find it covered in sauce.
What kind of sauce?
Chocolate sauce.
Yum, yum.
Red sauce.
We're not even halfway through, y'all, okay?
Okay, sorry.
For some reason, I feel like I remember that kids were eating pizza in my bed the night before and got it everywhere. But I can't remember anything else about that or
why were there
why
kids
it's still
in your
there.
Bed?
Leftover marinara?
It's just sauce. All over.
That doesn't sound as bad as I thought it'd be. It's just a little bit of spilled pizza in bed.
Why are there children in your bed, though?
Because it's a children's camp. Come on, this is normal.
So, it's all over. I'm thinking that means we're going to have to stop. And that's when Jackson says, no, we don't. And declares, I love to f*** in the sauce. We resume some very heavy kissing and fall down onto the bed. I will not go crazy into detail, so let's just say mind-blowing.
Why is this person withholding details from us?
We're going to need another follow-up.
Mind-blowing like, Rebecca, how do I pronounce that movie?
What movie?
Remember, M. Night
Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan?
There we go.
That is not how you said it.
Shyamalan.
No, it's Shyamalan.
No Shyamalan.
I'm telling you, it's M. Night Shyamalan.
No, it's not.
What's that up right now?
You're a movie buff and that's what you...
It is not Shyamalan. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hello.
There's a Y in it.
It's pronounced
pronunciation.
Look up the pronunciation on YouTube.
I've heard him in interviews. Nobody says in ears, M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm not trusting ChatGPT. Look up him saying his name.
M. Night Shyamalan. That's what it says on ChatGPT.
Except the fact that you're wrong.
I'm not right.
This is not what our listeners want. Back to the session.
Shyamalan.
All right. M. Night Shyamalan. Whatever. Detailed. That's how detailed it is. I don't know what that means. She says, I will say this. Dream Jackson has the tongue of a snake and the hip rhythm of Shakira.
Let's go!
That ain't just Shakira, Dream Jackson.
Think pulling up a leg into a figure four and going from the back, headboard holding from the bottom and the top, double O's, and lots of dirty talk.
Okay, pause.
Figure four. Wait.
Pulling up a leg into a figure four? Oh, so like this. So like that?
What, they're sideways? Yeah. One knee right angle.
An ankle over the knee.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And going from the back.
Mm-hmm. And going from the back.
Yeah. I'm doing a figure four, I'll tell you that.
I see what's happening. It's, you guys are seeing it like vertical, but it's, we're looking down on them horizontally. So the leg is out and going back behind Jackson. Okay. She's turned around, hands on the headboard, and he's pumping.
Hey, Katie, can we get her to draw some pictures and send them in?
Can we get in an animated show?
Possibly. But she says headboard holding from the bottom and the top.
This girl needs to give dream.
Oh, so she's like sideways.
Oh, she's on her side.
She is sideways. Yeah, okay.
With a leg up like this. This is the form.
And a hand behind the mattress as well to get to the bottom of the headboard.
I think she's just bracing herself
for Jackson's Shakira-like rhythm. I think she needs to give Dream her some credit because this girl is flexible in her dreams.
And then double O's and lots of dirty talk. Please keep me anonymous. I am the color of a tomato. I will just say, I don't know if real-life Jackson performs like Dream Jackson, but I'm going to choose to believe he does and have to say, get it, girl. Congratulations.
Jackson, how do you feel?
Honestly, I feel honored. I really do. I never thought that this would happen.
I have a theory. I don't think this is a dream. I think we just read her fan fiction about you. I'm going to say that right now. Bless her.
That might be
you think there's fan fiction about me?
I think we just heard it. I think that was
fan
fiction.
You have a listener sending in an email.
That's episode one.
This is fan fiction and it's going right up on AO3.
Pioneer.